If you'll turn with me to Joshua chapter 1, probably over this past 6 months, I'm sure I have referenced this chapter and these verses, a dozen times maybe, but who's counting, right? But we're going to read, if you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're physically able, we're going to read here these first 9 verses, and I want to talk to you about another character trait for the believer. And can I say it's something that's very important, especially in this day and time. Here we are in Joshua chapter 1. Just listen, I'll read quickly here through these 9 verses. It says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So what is this particular characteristic? I'm sure you have guessed already that it is that of courage and being courageous. And can I just tell you that to be brave, bold, daring, intrepid, hardy to encounter difficulties, dangers, adventurous, and enterprising are indeed the definitions of one who is courageous. And I hope that you pay attention to all these words: brave, bold, daring, intrepid, hardy to encounter difficulties, dangers, adventurous, enterprising. Because this thing of being courageous, ladies and gentlemen, is not something that one is born with. It is a choice. It is a choice. We either choose or don't choose to be courageous. Can I tell you something? On the battlefield, there are some soldiers who end up being courageous and some who don't. But you often do not know which one is which until they're put to the test. And a decision or a choice is made, whether to be or not to be courageous. Can I tell you something? Joshua was a battle-tested Israelite. He had been through those circumstances. And can I ask anyone here, did Joshua up to this point, through the book of Exodus, and all these things that happened, and the recordings in Numbers and Deuteronomy and Leviticus, did he to this point prove himself courageous? I believe so. Okay? How else can you explain him being chosen to be the person who brought the Israelites into the promised land to conquer, to conquest, and all those things, if the man had not the ability to be courageous? God wouldn't do that, would he? Okay? And so he spoke to him and he said to him, He said, hey, I'm encouraging you. He said, be strong and of a good courage. He said, be strong and very courageous. God encourages him to do so, but he had to make the choice. Because after verse 9, when God leaves off speaking, verse 10 is going to tell us what choice Joshua is going to make. What is he going to do? What choice will he make? Will he be bold and brave, daring, intrepid, hardy enough to encounter difficulties and dangers? Will he be adventurous and enterprising as they go in to take the land that God had already given to them? Now, back at Kadesh Barnea, he and Caleb were. That's why I was looking at Brother Dart. And I know I should have been looking at Brother Camp, I suppose, but I want that mountain. We're going to talk to that about that in just a minute. That's in the message tonight. That passage of Scripture. Remember, Caleb says that, and I don't want to spoil it. We'll get there in a second. But these men already proved that they want to go. They said, hey, let's go. Let's go. And these other 10, we understand, that were the bad ones, they said no. That was the wrong choice. They chose not to be courageous. We are but grasshoppers in their sight. Okay. Well, that's not brave. That's not bold. That's not daring. That's not intrepid. That's not hardy to encounter difficulties and dangers. That's not adventurous. It's not enterprising. So, it's not a thing of ability. We all have the ability to be courageous. But will we, is the question. So these three things that we're going to talk about tonight about this thing of being courageous are just meant to help you to be courageous when that time comes. And let me say, it is when that time comes, not if it comes, because it will. And you're going to have to make a choice. And I'm going to have to make a choice. We have people in our communities called police officers. Okay? They're not all the derogatory terms that people call them. They are police officers. They are. You know what? They choose to be courageous. They choose to put themselves in difficult situations, in dangers, and they make that choice. But again, it's a choice. It's a choice. It's not just their lot in, it's not their lot in life. It's not, they didn't draw the short straw. Okay, all right, I got to be the police officer. No, it's a choice. They make the choice. Well, Christian, we have that choice to make as well. So these things are there to help us understand this. So first of all, in order to be courageous, we must be willing to believe. Willing to believe. You say, what does that mean? Well, go to Exodus chapter 3. You see the story of a man who is on the run from the law. Right? Old Moses grows up in Pharaoh's house. Right? Has the good life. Finds out that he's an Israelite. Now, when in his education he became aware of this, I don't know. Maybe he knew it all along and just couldn't run away from it. And he took matters into his own hand and killed an Egyptian and tried to hide it. And the Israelites told on him. And he kind of got ran out of town, if you will. And but God decides to wait a little while, and then he decides to use him for his purpose. Now, can I tell you something? Moses had to say yes. So first of all, think about this. Just mind your own business out herding a bunch of sheep. And all of a sudden you see this thing burning up in the mountain. Interesting. Well, let's go see what it is. Oh, it's this burning bush. And it's kind of interesting. No, now it's talking. Watch out. That's a little nerve-wracking, right? If you saw this thing, this random burning bush, and it started talking to you, take off your shoes. What? Okay, we're getting a little weird here. Yeah. So Moses is listening. Look at verse 10. It says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he says, "Certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." And Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I am come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." In chapter 4, Moses has this little argument with God, but finally he says, "All right, I'm going to go. And I'll do it." Moses, would you consider him a great leader of God's people? Did he endure quite a bit for the cause of Christ? Could you imagine going in before Pharaoh, not only as an enemy of the state as far as the people of God goes, but also a wanted fugitive? Okay? Going in, do you think that takes courage, boldness, daring? Yeah. Hey, as finally, after 10 plagues, they gather everything up and they get out of town and they're standing by the Red Sea, waiting. And all of a sudden, there's this dust cloud behind them. What is that? Oh, that's just Pharaoh and his army. They're coming to send us off. They want to wave goodbye as we bon voyage across the Red Sea. No. No, 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 no. Here he is. The people. "Why did you bring us here? We're going to die. We should have stayed in Egypt." I mean, how would you like 3 million complaining people yelling at you? No thanks. Moses said, "Okay, God, help." I mean, my goodness. It's belief. He was willing to believe. Folks, that is courage. Willing to believe. He had to be willing to believe that God would. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, Joshua is told before Joshua chapter 1, these words, "The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said, and the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that he may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." He had to believe. Moses is telling Joshua this, and Joshua's going, But we see in verse 10 that he gathered together the people and he got them ready to go over Jordan into the promised land. He believed. That takes courage. That is courage. Believing. Willing to believe. Now, in Numbers 13, We see the story of Joshua and Caleb. We know they believed. I mean, think about this. 40 years earlier, he did believe. And 40 years later, as he gathered the people together to get them ready to go across the Jordan River into the promised land, to march around Jericho for 7 days, one time a day for 6 days, 7 times on the seventh day, and watch God knock the walls down. How could he do all of that? Well, what a brave and courageous and intrepid adventurer. Yeah, because he was willing to believe God. Hey, folks, has God given us promises? I believe the Bible says they're called exceeding great and precious promises. Has he enabled us? Has he equipped us? Has he sent us forth into the world? Has he given us eternal life? Has he given us the Holy Spirit? Has he given us the Word of God? Yes, yes, and yes. Can we? Yes, we can. If we're willing to believe. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Those were Caleb's words. Hey guys, I'm willing to believe. God said we're able. We're well able. God's going to go before us. He's going to take care of it. He's going to drive them out. Moses said he was going to drive them out. Moses said he was going to, that God was going to go before us. We barely have to lift a finger. We just have to walk in there and nobody can stand against us. We are well able, Caleb said. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." True. True. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof." Their opinion. But you know what? Okay, let's say it's true. True. All right. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. Exaggeration, but maybe true. Okay? And there we saw the giants. Oh, yes, those people were cool. The son of Anak, which come of the giants. Now, here's the problem. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And then supposition. And so we were in their sight. But let's just say that's all true. Moses said, "The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. And he will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them." Huh. They weren't willing to believe. Therefore, no courage. No courage. In Acts chapter 27... Paul, having gone through Euroclidon, I like that word. It's a hurricane, okay, of some sort. "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence," because he already said, "I told you so," "Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, 'Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. Nah, 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 nah. Okay. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer.'" Huh? We're in the middle of a hurricane. Everything has gone sideways. It's all wrong. We're going to die. There's not been any sun or moon or stars or anything to go by, to navigate by. You're kidding me. Be of good cheer. What? No. Oh, Paul, not be of good cheer. You're insane. I guess I'm in good company. "For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve,
saying, "Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer." I love this. "For I believe God that it shall be even that was told of me." Courage. That's courage, folks. Just believing God. Hey, does he want the best for you? Yes. Does he want you to be successful? Yes. Does he want you to lead people to Christ? Yes. Does he want you to be cared for and have your needs met and receive the blessings? Yes, 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 yes. Be of good courage. Just be willing to believe. Be willing to believe. Number two, be willing to trust. In Hebrews chapter 11, we go back to Moses and his story. This is a record of the account of Moses in his Hall of Faith experience. Beginning in verse 23, the Bible says, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." Folks, if that's not trust, I don't know what is. He trusted God. And we know that Moses led the people of God and stood before Pharaoh because he trusted God. In Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3, it says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." That's courage. That's courage. That's being bold. That's being brave. That's being daring and intrepid, hardy to encounter difficulties and dangers, adventurous and enterprising, because of not our abilities, but his. I am trusting that God is able. He's my strength. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. Psalm 91. I don't have time to read this whole psalm. I wanted to, but you can read it on your own. Read Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16. I'll read the first few here for you. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." The next word is surely. "He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." He shall cover thee. Folks, these are people that trust God. Job trusted God. He said, even though the skin worms will destroy the flesh, he said, "Even in my flesh I shall see God." Right? He said, "The Lord giveth, the Lord take. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And he withheld his integrity and he did not blame God for all that happened. He was faithful. He trusted in God. Was that courageous? How'd you like to lose everything in one day? That takes courage. Because of trust. He was willing to trust. Psalm 27, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Ephesians 6, 10 and 11 says, "Finally, brethren, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's trusting in God and in the power of His might. In Joshua, we see that Joshua and Caleb did trust in the Lord. Here's that "I want that mountain" verse. "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenzanite said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." He said, I was willing to trust him. I was willing to trust him. Now he said, hey, I'm old. But I'm yet as I'm strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. Come on, bring it. Sons of Anak, you're done. That's my mountain. In Hebrew, that's Hebron, that's my town. I'm taking it. And he did. That brings me to the third aspect of being courageous. Not only willing to believe, willing to trust, but willing to do, no matter the cost. You see, these guys that received the Purple Heart or the Bronze Star or the different awards that can be given to soldiers, they've accomplished something. They've done something. Some receive it after they've died, but they gave it all. You know, we're coming up on Memorial Day, a time to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Can I tell you something about these men? They were men. They were soldiers. They were willing to believe. They were willing to trust. But they were willing to do. And that's what made them courageous. Courageous. Folks, you and I have the same abilities. We can believe God like Paul said, I believe God. We can trust Him. Like the psalmist said that He is my trust. In Him will I trust. Caleb and Joshua trusted God. Moses trusted God. Hey, you can go through. Even though Gideon put God to the test, he trusted God. Yeah. Time and time again, God has been trusted and God has come through. Won't He for you? Oh, He will. So just go out and do it. Get done. Or as they like to say down here, get her done. All right, Exodus chapter 7. Are you there? If not, let's listen because we're out of time. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, and he sent his children of Israel out of this land. Okay, so God sends him, right? And listen to what it says here in verse 6. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them, so did they. Hey, Moses had some complaints and some questions and some concerns. But ultimately, he proved himself courageous by believing, trusting, and doing. Joshua, they answered the people. They answered Joshua saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, that wasn't exactly true, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death.
Only be strong and of a good courage. At the end of his life in Joshua 24, he says, hey, I've followed God. I've done what he said to do. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua did. He did. Was Joshua courageous? Yes. He believed, he trusted, and he did. We know that in Acts 27, as the Apostle Paul kind of did a little, I told you so, but he told him to be of good cheer. In verse 30, he says, and as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea, under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, unless you do what I tell you to do. Abide in the ship. I lost my spot. I was pointing on the... I was doing this. Ye cannot be saved. Cannot. And we know that they did all this stuff. And in verse 37, and we were all in the ship, 260 souls. And not one of them lost their life. Because they believed, they trusted, and they did. They were courageous. If you think it's tough in life today, try going through a hurricane in a ship and surviving. You understand? Difficult. But he believed God. And in closing, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Done. We've got to be, in order to be courageous, we've got to be willing to believe, willing to trust, and then willing to do. There's no doubt in my mind that God wants us to. He wants us to. But will you? Will you be courageous?